You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. You are just in time for Act 3, unless you've been listening the whole time and have the family gathered around the radio and having some old-fashioned fun. Either way, it is great to have you with me tonight on Nightlight. We've been having a great time here celebrating the joy that is Monday that lets us be on the radio and talk about really fun stuff. If you're just joining me, Conrad Krieger is gone for a week. He is in sunny Florida playing golf, probably watching football, and doing a whole lot of nothing. At least we hope that's the case. And filling in for the K-Man tonight is the AZ-Man, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Hey, buddy.
Hey, glad to be here and to hear more about all these great things around Wisconsin that I didn't know about, some of which I did, being from Manitowoc, but...
Yeah, exactly. He's talking about my current guest, Paul Vandenplas from Wonderfully Wisconsin. We will be back with Paul in just a moment. If you missed the show earlier, we had a great talk with Grant Fenster, who is the producer of the film Bucky, a great documentary about Bucky Badger and the history behind the mascot for UW-Madison. It drops December 2nd on PBS. Have to check that out. Charlie Behrens, Wisconsin's one and only Charlie Behrens, is the narrator for the film. It was great to talk to Grant. Coming up at 7:35 is Thomas Lennon from Reno 911 fame. Tom also wrote The Pacifier, Night at the Museum, Hell Baby. He was the part of the cast. He and Matthew Perry were part of the reboot of The Odd Couple a few years ago. Tom is a great actor and writer, and he was in a film I made called The Godfather of Green Bay, which we will be screening next Thursday night, December 4th. Tom will be here at 7:35 to talk a little bit about his experience spending a week or so in my hometown of Marinette with Tony Goldwyn, Lauren Holly, Lance Barber, the rest of the cast. We had an absolute blast, and it'll be good to catch up with Tom. Zommers, I've been trying to track down Lauren Holly to get her on the show, and I just found out she's probably going to be on next week. So,
oh, really?
It was quite a paper trail tracking down Lauren because we lost touch. We stayed in touch for a long time, and then we just kind of lost touch. But she's going to be on the show next week talking about The Godfather of Green Bay as well. So hopefully you can join us next Thursday night at the Atwood Music Hall for this really fun event, part of which the proceeds go to the Dane County Humane Society. So it'll be a really fun evening. To watch a comedy sponsored by Downdrin's Distilling and the John and Gordy Show at WMDX here at Civic Media. They will introduce the film and do a Q&A afterwards with me. The Bodines did the music. It's going to be a lot of fun. Fun little comedy to start off your Christmas season next Thursday night. So where are you going for Thanksgiving, Zommers? What do you do?
I will be heading back on up to Manitowoc, where my parents are at. Spend some time with the family. Eat an excessive amount generally, but especially of mashed potatoes.
That's what we both said is our favorite side. And that's the question of the night, folks. If you're just joining us, what is your favorite Thanksgiving side? To me, I like the sides better than the turkey. The turkey is just kind of like, okay, whatever, it's fine. But I'm not a gravy guy, so I don't have the luxury of sweetening it with gravy. But I wanted to ask you that, Zommers, because I would imagine that our current guest, Mr. Paul Vandenplas from Wonderfully Wisconsin, has a great feast planned for Thanksgiving. Are you a Thanksgiving guy, Paul? You've been all over the state. You know a lot about food and locations and history. What do you do for Thanksgiving at the Vandenplas home?
Oh, well, typically I'm lucky enough. My parents are still around, so take my family up there and enjoy the same food, Thanksgiving meals my parents have been cooking for 42 years.
Wow. Isn't that great? You know, my parents are in their early 80s and they still kind of do it too. They're not making the food this year, but they were going strong till a year ago. And you don't want it to end. You kind of want to take some stuff off their plate, for lack of a better metaphor. But also, you know, you want mom and dad's Thanksgiving meal for selfish reasons, right?
Of course. Of course. It feels like it wouldn't be a holiday without it, right?
Yeah, that's very well said. Okay. So we were talking about, we talked about Hughes chocolates, your list of 100 burgers. How long do you anticipate taking to solidify your list of Wisconsin's 100 best burgers?
This is, well, first I'd like to say, I did not realize what I was doing when I, when I set out on this journey. But I would say it's probably going to be about 2 years realistically.
That's great. What a great, like, you know, what a great thing for people to follow though, too, because when you said 100 burgers, I was like thinking 6 months. And then I'm like, well, no, that's ridiculous. You can't even eat 100 burgers in 6 months if you make them at home. So it's got to take a while, but what a great way for people to follow you. Right.
Right. Well, and there's times that it's difficult to try to do it because, the content creation I do on the side. So I work a full-time job. You know, it's like I have kids that are in sports, right. You know, I'm a husband. I have all the same things everybody else has, but I do content creation as well, which is a full-time job in and of itself. So two weekends ago, I went to a place, we went and got burgers and then we drove from there and then went and got burgers. So, but it was one of those of, okay, I'll eat half the burger here. Then we'll take that half home and then we'll eat half a burger. So, sometimes you have to do things, crazy things like that to even have a chance at doing something like this.
You got to pace yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to tell you too, for those of you that don't follow Paul, check out Wonderfully Wisconsin on Facebook or Instagram. Your logo is really cool.
Oh, thanks.
Is that new?
Yeah. So, I work with, AI. I work with like ChatGPT and all that. And I just, with how that operates, it's like, if you give it the right prompts, you can get some really cool stuff.
Nice. Oh, that's good to know. My guest is Paul Vandenplas from Wonderfully Wisconsin. He travels our state and reports back to some of the cool things he's seen, be they locations or fun restaurants or whatever. And he does such a great job. What's something you've seen, Paul, recently that has jumped off the page, the ground, whatever, something you've been passionate about that you've seen in our state?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I just I think with the Packer season, you're just reminded, you know, that you have that renewal of just what an incredible thing it is for not just the state of Wisconsin, but for a city the size of Green Bay to have a major sports franchise. I do believe it's the smallest city in the world to hold a major sports franchise anywhere. That could have changed, but I know it is definitely one of the smallest. So I just think that's something that's super special about Wisconsin. You're just reminded every Packer season of like just how special that is.
That's a great answer. You know, I got to tell you too, as a transplant to Wisconsin, I spent the first part of my childhood in Chicago and then I came here. Even as a Bear fan, I would recommend people check out the Packer Hall of Fame because I saw that you did a post from there recently. It is like stepping back in time and it's kind of like a time capsule of the whole NFL, not just the Packers in a way, because there's so much history with the Packers, but have you been there much or was that your first time?
So I still have yet to actually do the Hall of Fame itself. So that was just walking around Lambeau and I was showing people think you can only go there on game day. And it's like, no, there's so much more to Lambeau Field. You can go there. They're open. I think every day other than major holidays that you can go and walk around the atrium, walk around the pro shop. There's restaurants in there. And you can go to the Hall of Fame. But even if you don't, there's so much to do. You can make a full day of it.
You absolutely can. I took my daughter there when it was kind of a reward for school when we first moved back here. And I said, all right, you will take the day off. I'll take you with me. Let's go to the Packer Hall of Fame. And she didn't know anything about sports. She was 6 years old. She had a blast there because there's all these things you can touch and do there. So I would recommend, I can't wait to see how you cover that, Paul, and how you post about it because it is such a fun, fun place to see. All right. We've got you for a few more minutes. I'm trying to think, what do I want to go? Supper club here, buffet, cheese curds. Where do we go here, Paul, in Wisconsin with you as our tour guide next?
Man, you can do it all.
What about a supper club? Because you posted recently you were at one in Altona. And yeah, that looked pretty good. Do you like supper clubs?
Oh, of course. I born and raised in Wisconsin, you have to. I think that's a thing. If you say no to that question, they just say, okay, there's the door.
Next, yeah.
Go back to Illinois.
Right.
But no, Altona is one. It is still a supper club, but they primarily do buffets, which is I love. It's just a different take on the traditional Wisconsin supper club.
Yeah, that's great. And what do you order when you go to supper clubs? Like what is your, do you get like a steak or what's your meal of choice?
Oh, for sure. And I mean, it's dependent. So a lot of times it'll be a steak, but we do have like a lot of heavily Germanic influences here, especially on our food. So there are a couple supper clubs around the state that it's like, they offer really incredible German food. So there's one here in Appleton called Mark's East Side, some of the best German food that you can get in the whole state and it at a supper club.
Yeah, right. You know, this is how I describe a supper club. Like I'm not like the idea of a dinner roll doesn't really get me that excited.
Right.
But you go to a supper club after being out on a lake all day or something, and you go there to eat a nice meal at the end of the day. And when they put those rolls on your table and the butter melts on the rolls, I'll eat three of them. And I wouldn't even walk across the street to eat a roll. Like they're kind of plain, right? But something about a supper club, it's the atmosphere.
Right, right. Just like talking about with a burger joint, a supper club is, you can probably get better steaks somewhere else if you go to a legitimate steakhouse. You can probably get better food other different places, but it is just that whole ambiance and experience of going to a Wisconsin supper club, having an old fashioned, having really good service, and just being treated like your family.
Very well said. We've got just a couple minutes left, Paul. What favorite cheese curds? Or some good cheese curds you've had recently. Are you a cheese curd guy? And where can we find some really good ones in the state?
Oh, man, I love cheese curds. I could exist simply just on cheese curds. But we had that discussion the last time I was on. I had that poll, the fresh or fried cheese curds. And so I think it's two different answers. So for fresh curds, I would say Carr Valley. Out in the western part of the state, really, really good cheese curds, or Union Star, more closer to home. That's I can't remember the name of the town, but that's not too far out of the Fox Valley. But we were just talking, I think Lates have some of the best fried cheese curds in Manitowoc. They are greasy, but you know what you're getting yourself into when you go in there and order cheese curds.
And what was the name of it?
Lates Barbecue.
Okay, Lates Barbecue.
It's very similar to Mickey Lou. It's just Manitowoc's Mickey Lou.
Okay. I know that was not like a tough question I gave you. Like there are 100 places you can go to that have pretty good cheese curds. I mean, even if you went to Culver's, a chain, you're not going to be let down by the cheese curds. But then there are those places that they either make them fresh or they're still hot when they put them on your table. And it's like, I have to eat this.
Oh, yeah. And I was surprised. Brick House in De Pere had some incredible cheese curds, and I was not even ready for that. No one told me, you're going to have some really good cheese curds when you go there.
As always, buddy, awesome stuff. Thank you for being part of the show. And next time things will get back to normal, we have you in the studio. It's more fun that way. But this much appreciated tonight, Paul. Always fun to talk to you.
Of course. Always love doing the show, Pete.
All right. You got to check out Paul Vandenplas on Facebook, Instagram. Follow Wonderfully Wisconsin. And it's one of those things, like, it's such a great platform because you wake up in the morning and I look at my phone and it's just a nice way. There's so much toxic stuff, but you got Paul's posts. Great way to start your day. Read about Wisconsin. All right. Tom Lennon coming up in about 10 minutes. And we're going to read some of your texts when we come back. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. Great to have you with me, folks, as we celebrate the joy that is Monday. On a short week, Halloween. What's the holiday, Aaron? I can't remember.
I believe it is Thanksgiving, sir.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I'll take Thanksgiving. That's better than Halloween. It's right around the corner. Hope everyone has a safe Halloween season. You know, why do I have Halloween on the
plate? I don't know. That is two times.
I mean, I am wearing a costume.
Is that so?
It's pretty saucy. Yeah. Thanksgiving. 1.82 million travelers this week during Thanksgiving, just in Wisconsin alone. That's like, what, a third of our population-ish?
It's so, I don't know. It's a lot.
It's a lot of people. So I'm going to be happy. We're on tonight and tomorrow night, folks, and off the rest of the week. Going to take a short break. Be back on Monday. Very exciting stuff. We have an interview with Tom Lennon coming up at 7:35. That is pre-recorded content, so we will sign off here live in just a few minutes. But stick around for my interview with Tom. He's so much fun to talk to. And when we talked to him, he was on his way to O'Hare Airport. He was supposed to be here on the stream, but things got kind of crazy. He's a busy guy and was nice enough to still join us over the phone. So Tom will be here at 7:35. Green Bay Llama on the stream says, my favorite sketch comedy of all time is $240 worth of pudding from the state. If Thomas Lennon would say cook and chill, I would be very pleased. Thank you for the memories. Green Bay Llama, another killer text on the same show. That's insane. Unfortunately, like I just said, we did already do the interview with Tom. So I would absolutely ask him to say that. And as much as he's a friend of mine and I love the guy, I am not that familiar with the state. Are you, Aaron? Did you watch the state?
I did not.
I got to check it out because they were such a talented group and a lot of them ended up being on Reno 911. But that's right around the time I met Tom was when he came out. Well, I co-wrote a film called A Guy Thing and Tom was in that. And if we had more time, I was going to have him go into that because he had some funny stories about A Guy Thing too. But that's really around the time I got to know him. So I didn't really know him when he was on the state, but that I will pass that along via email. Thank you, Green Bay Llama. Angela Duvall says, hey, Paul Vandenplas, hope to maybe see you guys Thanksgiving weekend. We will be making a trip up there. Same thing, Angela. I will share that with Paul if he didn't see it on the stream. It was great to have Paul on the show a few minutes ago. And thank you, Angela, for listening. PJ, the alter ego, says Oaks candy in Oshkosh is good too. What is it about Oshkosh? They just have great candy, I guess.
Apparently. I'm going to have to go visit there again. It's been a while.
It's totally worth it. And PJ also says Hughes chocolate is awesome. Haven't been there in a few years. Great stuff, PJ. Thank you. Craig Knitt on the stream says a potato ricer is a device you fill with potatoes, then squeeze it together, and it forces the potatoes out in strands. Much like a Play-Doh Fun Factory. Oh, God. That's like so gross.
It's just, I bet it tastes good, though. Play-Doh.
I bet it tastes great. But that's such a weird comp. Thank you, Craig. He says, as kids, we'd get to do the squeezing. The potatoes had a unique texture that was fantastic. That's awesome. How are we doing on text? Are we caught up on the text line?
I believe no. So.
We are almost, Aaron. We are almost caught up. And you're with me tomorrow night too, right?
Yes.
All right. So those of you listening, if you like the Schwabe-Zommers dynamic, it will be coming back at you again tomorrow night. And I believe Monday. And then yeah. Con gets back on Tuesday. So are you staying in Madison for Thanksgiving?
No, I'm heading back up to Manitowoc.
Did you tell me that?
Yes.
On one of those days. You did tell me that. Did you tell me that on the air? Now do I look like an idiot? Oh, God. All right.
Well, what are you doing for Thanksgiving, though?
I'm just hanging in Marinette. All my family, my brothers and sisters are coming there. And we're like the townies now. So we'll entertain a little bit. We'll have some fun. We'll take some walks. We'll eat some food, maybe a turkey bowl. I think there's a plan to go see Wicked 2 at some point because we went and saw the first one last year in a big group. That was fun. So I think we'll do that this year too. Got another text here on the text line from Tom in Hartford in the 262. He says, Schaumburg Restaurant is on. Oh, it's not Schaumburg, Illinois. He says Schaumburg Restaurant is on Lake Emily, which is near Fox Lake in Dodge County. This building is from the Civil War era and was a stagecoach stop. The bar is good size and has a huge window that looks out across Lake Emily. Lovely during sunsets. Oh, and great prime, I think he means prime rib on Saturday and Sunday. It's juicy. Also bluegill on Friday. Recommended. Tom, thank you, sir. I'm starving now.
Yeah, me too.
He also says, Yeah, he also says, for a burger, try K Ranch next to Venus off Layton Ave, just east of Mitchell Field in Cudahy. I think Tom needs to start a Wisconsin platform, social media platform.
He seems to know what's up.
How do you get something to go viral, Zomers?
That is a question that if I could answer, I would probably be doing it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, of course, social media, not like mono or something, but...
Right.
Hey, man, this has been fun. Thank you for filling in tonight. As I mentioned before, Tom Lennon will be here after the break, but it is pre-recorded content, so I will not get to say Green Bay Llamas cook and chill, but we will. I will mention that to him. And then tomorrow night, folks, great show. Also, Lance Barber from The Godfather of Green Bay and Young Sheldon will be joining me tomorrow night to talk about his experience in the movie, much like you'll hear Tom do in just a few minutes. And then we've got Lauren Holly next week from the movie and producer Brian Edding. So as we lead up to this really fun screening in Madison on December 4th, it's for a very good cause. We will talk to some of the cast members. It should be really fun. And then also tomorrow night, who do we have tomorrow night? I got to check the schedule here before we get out of here.
While you're taking a look at that, I'll share Mike on Facebook has another question that you'll have to give up to Tom. He says, ask Tom if he's up for a Godfather of Green Bay sequel and if his pants from Reno 911 are in the Smithsonian.
They should be, and so should his boots. Remember, I don't know if you remember the Reno 911 episode where he was new boot goofing. Funny guy. He's coming up next. Stuart J. Waddles will be here tomorrow. Lance Barber and comedian Courtney Cronin. Another great show with a phenomenal lineup. Aaron Zomers will be here. I'll be here. We're coming right back after the news. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is John Legend, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. All right. This is fun, folks. Like I've been talking about all week, we're having this great screening for the Dane County Humane Society in Madison on December 4th at the Atwood Music Hall. It's not just for the Humane Society, but Civic Media is sponsoring it, too. It's going to be a great night, and I've had friends of mine on the show and been talking about it a lot in hopes to get some butts in the seats. And now, one of my favorite actors in the world, who was also part of the movie, joins us now over the phone to discuss The Godfather of Green Bay. You know him from Reno 911. He also wrote The Pacifier and Night at the Museum. And if you've seen The Godfather of Green Bay, you'll know just how damn funny this guy is. Mr. Tom Lennon. Hey, buddy.
Pete, my dear old friend, it is, you know, I thought of you yesterday because I am right now in the Badger State, the great Badger State of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in a restaurant with my family in Wisconsin, and a whole family came into a diner and sat down next to us all wearing Bears gear. And I instantly thought of you and the Godfather of Green Bay. As you may know, my character Doug, really in The Godfather of Green Bay, really only has one. He has one mantra, or what is his? It's his raison d'être, as they would say, is hating the Chicago Bears. So it was fun. I sort of was channeling Doug from The Godfather of Green Bay yesterday, and I asked, I mentioned to this family that they were pretty far into Wisconsin to be wearing Bears gear. And they laughed, but they didn't know that I meant it as an actual threat. Yeah.
That's great. Listen, that's how it was. When I moved here from Chicago in like junior high, I had people in my face. So your character, Tom, in that movie, Doug or D-U-G, was basically a recreation of my first day in Wisconsin as a youth.
Because you got to have a hook, D-U-G. I believe Doug describes that his hook is that it's D-U-G because you got to have a hook.
Correct.
I'm not sure what the hook part of that is, but yeah.
Dude, it was so much fun. How is Lake Geneva, by the way? You relocated the last time you were on the show, you were telling us about it. Such a beautiful area. Are you digging that still?
We love it here. Yeah. So we live a vast majority of the time at Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Now, there's an interesting detail about Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And some of your listeners are already thinking it, because I was on a Zoom one day. I'm going to tell you the whole thing because it's an entertaining show and you get to hear the whole story. So my family, my wife and I were on a, we were on a Zoom yoga class. Oh man, I already hate me in this whole story. There's no way to come out of this. Okay. Let's say it was during COVID, you had to do yoga. And we were in a Zoom yoga class, is how it turned out. And the teacher was saying, oh, Tom and Jenny live in Wisconsin now. And somebody said, oh my God, I'm from Wisconsin. Where are you in Wisconsin? And we said, oh, Lake Geneva. And they said, oh, Lake Geneva, that's for just, I won't say the expletive, but that's for crappy Chicago people. And I was like, that is such a hilarious comment. And I think the guy running the yoga Zoom thought I would be offended, but I was like, no, it's not. Like, not only, I was like, I can't be offended because that was so amazingly accurate. Because I absolutely am crappy Chicago people who have now ducked up to Wisconsin and love to brag about how Wisconsin-y I am. But in fairness, I almost live in a satellite, a Chicago. If you consider that I'm like 25 piers away from J.B. Pritzker, I feel like I'm also, I got foot in Northern Illinois.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, it's yeah. Listen, I'm impressed that you're doing yoga. I'm still stuck in jazzercise, so I haven't even caught up cardiovascularly speaking. So but that's so cool. And Lake Geneva is so gorgeous. We took a trip there a few years ago. How does Jenny like it, Tom? Because Jenny's an actor too. And do you guys feel, is it good to be out of LA, or do you kind of miss it, or are you making it work?
You know, without being too down about the state of things in LA, because that's no fun and everybody gets bored of that sort of thing. But, you know, the vast majority of movie work and things like that, you know, if you're a writer, you can write anywhere. But the vast majority of, because of the way the tax credits work, you know, I mean, you know, Fox has several TV shows. The vast majority of my work this year is in Canada.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's like, this is sort of a strange conversation, but like Los Angeles, you know, when Los Angeles was really the hub of the entertainment industry, which was pretty neat. It's so funny because Godfather of Green Bay in many ways like addresses that. Like, why would we have to go so far away from LA to get on, to get scouted? Oh,
that's so funny.
But right. There's actually weirdly a lot of truth to that right now. Like, you'd sort of be more likely to, I mean, if you're going to do movie and TV work, you'd be doing very well being in Montreal or Ireland or maybe Atlanta. But, you know, yeah. More and more. The last, I just got back from, you know, the real hub of show business right now, which is Tulsa, Oklahoma. And you're going to think I'm kidding, but I'm absolutely not kidding.
Wow.
Tulsa has an amazing tax credit and they have like great crews. So every movie right now. So yeah. So basically living in Wisconsin is like, you know, if Los Angeles is not, you know, if you don't have a job where you're like driving to the studio every day, which is one of the rarest things in the history of the world, even in, you know, the best of times, like you don't need to be there, I would say.
That's a great answer. And I agree with you, Tom. Like, we have the incentives here now in Wisconsin too. Every audition I do or that my kids do is over Zoom. Thank you, COVID.
Of course.
But so you're right. That's a great answer. I also want to thank
you. And
by the
way, Wisconsin did just get great credits. And thank you, Governor Evers, for that. Because
absolutely.
I can't wait to see those start happening. I mean, I can't wait to see some production start happening here. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I want to thank you because you were on the Taylor Tomlinson Show after midnight, and I looked at my IMDb. I'm on IMDb every day, usually because of my guests, but I looked at my own number, and I had spiked up to less than 100,000 or something like that. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like 2 days later, someone said, hey, Tom Lennon was on. He mentioned The Godfather of Green Bay on After Midnight, and I'm like,
I did, and it was a good shout out. I asked Tony Goldwyn did something that made the news, or I forget what Tony was doing, Yeah. Something came up that Tony had made the news of something, and he ended up being in part of a headline question.
Right.
So I asked Taylor, I was like, tell me what your favorite movie with me and Tony Goldwyn is. And then it was fun because I did get to give a plug. Tony's amazing in The Godfather of Greenback.
Fantastic.
By the way, everybody's, yeah. Borchard's amazing in it. You're amazing in it. It's a fun picture.
Thank you, sir. We hit a home run. All the cast we brought in from LA was great. We knocked it out of the park with local actors, Rob Martin, Eric Price, a lot of my buddies in stand-up, Chicagoans, Northeast Wisconsin. It was great. And we have this great screening, Tom, next Thursday night, December 4th at the Atwood Music Hall. So, it's been fun kind of revisiting the film, over the last couple weeks, and have these great memories of you and picking you up at the, production office. And you thought you knew me because I had also written a movie called A Guy Thing. And
yep.
I think you thought I was one of the other writers, because when you saw me, your face kind of said, oh, dear God, this isn't the guy I know. But you still read the script and we had you there, and it was too late to take you back. So,
yeah, it was too late to get me back. And then we shot in gorgeous, gorgeous. I mean, if you've never been to Marinette in November and December, and was it November and December? It felt,
yeah,
it was cold.
October. Yeah.
No,
it's very cold.
Oh, it was October. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, in Marinette, October feels like November because it was, it gets brisk up in Marinette, guys. It gets a little brisk up there. And there wasn't a ton going on, as I recall, unless we were filming. Basically, there was the hotel and then a couple other, not that much going on in Marinette.
No,
a sweet little town.
Yeah. That's where I live now, and it's not, mm-hmm. it's probably smaller than Lake Geneva, but you got the water, you got the woods, and it's like, it's kind of hard to get to from places, but it is.
That's kind of great.
Yeah, no, no complaints.
Prince stayed in Minneapolis's whole career because he was like, look, it keeps some of the kooks away if you just go where it's cold.
Tom, I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you see a lot of mm-hmm. similarities between me and Prince?
I do, as a matter of fact. One, the high heels. Two, the germaphobe stuff, the high heels. I mean, a million things. I know that you're never stop talking about Jehovah's Witnesses. I mean, you and Prince are peas in a pot.
Oh, that is a total Yahtzee buddy right there. Mm-hmm. I have to ask you too about this great scene. It's on YouTube. It's called Last Call, and it's you and the great Chicago actress Tracy Thorpe. And the two of you are in a booth at the end of the night, and the music's playing. There's Bodine's music playing, and the two of you kind of do this thing where you ask her if you can touch her, and she says no. Then she changes her mind, and she ends up pushing your head down under the table. How much of that was improv, Tom?
Oh, that's a great question. I know. I feel like is that not in the script at all?
I think it's in the script, but I don't. You guys,
it's in the script.
You were such a good.
We might have built on it a little bit, but I mean, as much as I love to improvise, I try not to. There's two things about improvising. One is don't do stuff that's unusable, which is a big one. You know,
which you didn't though. Yeah,
I try not to. You know, I try. I mean, the other thing I do is I try to do the script. And then if you're going to improvise something, for sure, do it at a place where you could take it out if you want to, it's always just a courtesy to the person who wrote it and the director to, don't go crazy right in the middle of stuff and make it not cut aroundable. I actually kind of forgot that scene until you just mentioned it, but
It's out there on YouTube. It's called Last Call. Tom Lennon is my guest. He wrote The Pacifier, Night at the Museum, Hell Baby. He's in The Godfather of Green Bay and is one of the creators and actors
in Reno
911.
Pete,
December 4th, baby. That's right.
What's it called?
It's in Madison, Atwood Music Hall. Yeah, right in the Atwood neighborhood. Beautiful new state-of-the-art theater. It's going to be a lot of fun
Sounds
that
like
night.
A good venue, yeah.
Yeah, but you did improvise that because I might have had you guys in a booth, but you leaning over and saying, can I touch your boobs? Or saying no at first and then checking your watch and saying okay, and you guys start making out. It's one of the biggest laughs in the movie, and I owe that all to you.
Now I gotta revisit that because because you're in, you know, you're in a bunch of movies and not every detail sticks out to you like that. But I do remember that being a pretty funny sequence. Yeah.
No, it was very, very funny. We have a few more minutes with our pal Tom Lennon. We're going to do a very short break here, and then we will be back. He is on his way to O'Hare, folks, but we're talking about this great screening, so we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Lance Barber, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Two tags in the same half hour, and Aaron, I want to, you cleaned it up, because in the other one he says Pete Schwabbles, and that's the one Conrad likes to play all the time. So thank you for keeping
wish
it.
I had... By the way, can I this is Tom Lennon, and you're listening. Can I redo mine?
Yeah, yeah. Can he do it now?
Okay,
Aaron,
cool. Yeah.
Why not? Let's do it.
Sit on the sidelines. Hey, okay. It's Thomas Lennon from Reno 911 and every movie you ever saw. And you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabbles. How was that?
That's awesome.
Beautiful.
That's great.
Does that match Lance's a little bit better?
That's awesome.
Good. I think that's the way you're supposed to pronounce that, by the way, but okay.
It's, my grandpa never knew, so I think you did the whole family a favor, Tom. Appreciate that.
Oh, good.
So you're like, all right, you're like the Woody Harrelson to me. That's how I equate you, like in comedy. Mm-hmm. Like Woody Harrelson is this likable guy. Everybody wants him in their movie, which makes me think he must be great on the set, a nice guy. You turn up, it seems like you have a role in every comedy I've ever seen, like you just said. And, you know, what is that like? Do people just want you around, or they think you add stuff to the script like you did with The Godfather of Green Bay and you improv stuff? What a great position to be in for you.
Pete, I think you were referencing The Godfather of Green Bay that's showing on December 4th in Madison. That's pretty cool. And the answer is, I think that could be part of it. You know, like, you know, I also feel like the longer you stay in show business, the more people turn out to be nice.
Yeah,
like
great point.
Yeah, like the cuckoos just sort of like self-select themselves. It's like a lint catcher, and like the crazy folks, you just stop seeing them.
That's great.
But you know, I do hope when I'm doing anything that the minimum you would get from somebody like me, I hope, is like what was on the page. And then maybe I'll give you some options. But, you know, I'm also, the weird thing is I'm also a writer. So I also really love the idea of someone just doing, like, it's okay to also just do a perfect job of what was already on the page, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've been in two Christopher Nolan movies, and he was never at any point was he like, now just go nuts.
Wow.
He never did that. Although Michael Bay did do that. Michael Bay did say to me, like, now just do anything you want. And I was like, really? And a weird detail about, like, you and Michael Bay is you both used, like, everything I improvised.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Like, and I didn't think Michael Bay would be, like, a huge guy who, like, loves improv and stuff. But the answer is 100% he is.
Well, maybe not with everyone, though. Maybe he just knows
you're good at it, right?
Yeah,
in the movie Transformers Age of Extinction, I'm like, well, you know, I'm the chief of staff, and I'm going to say this, and I'm like yelling at a general and like Kelsey Grammer. And instead, I just said, so as you guys know, I've been the chief of staff for 10 days. And it felt very funny to me. And I was like, there's no way Michael Bay is going to put that in the movie, because it was just a weird thing I said in one of the takes. And it absolutely is how you meet me in the Michael Bay movie. So, like, you know, I think there's a ton of actors who, the biggest part of the job is being unafraid to try stuff, even when it's a stressful situation.
Yeah.
And it's always a stressful situation if you're filming, because you're just burning piles of money and you're always behind and everything's always, you know, you have coverage of everything and stuff. But if you can get super relaxed in that situation, the reason I think I probably turn up on a lot of stuff is at some point I started working that muscle in your brain.
Yeah.
That you can train to, right. even if you're not really relaxed in a stressful situation, you can pretend to be. And by the way, also pretending to be relaxed in a stressful situation and being relaxed, no one around you can tell the difference. They don't know. So
right, especially after you get good at it, like you have, yeah. You know.
And you also, like, you may never get good at it. You might always be pretending, and maybe I'm always pretending to get calm in stressful situations. But, you know,
Tom, you,
yeah,
buddy, you're the best, and I love you. I can't thank you enough, Pete, for doing this, helping us to promote the screenplay. I know you're on the way to the airport, and you still made it happen. I tip of my hat, pal. I wish you safe travels, Pete, and a great Thanksgiving.
What a pleasure. I'm so glad that after we've known each other for the better part of not quite a quarter century or something.
Yeah.
That I finally learned how to say your last name. So just thanks to Lance Barber for that, I guess. I guess you can.
You guys are awesome. Guess, he's coming on tomorrow. I'll tell him you did that. He'll get a big kick out of that.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Great stuff. Travel safely, pal. And
you're the greatest.
Soon.
Literally anytime.
Likewise, Tom.
Talk
Thank
soon.
You so much.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Appreciate it.
That's Thomas Lennon, one of the stars of The Godfather of Green Bay. Check him out December 4th next week. I'd like to thank Tom. I'd like to thank Grant Fenster, Paul Vandenplaus from Wonderfully Wisconsin, and all your texts and calls. Been a great show. Thanks so much. I'll be back to do it all again tomorrow night. Good night, Wisconsin.
That brings us to the end of tonight's edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. You can turn in. You can tune in again tomorrow to listen to Pete and myself filling in for Conrad at 5 p.m. We're going to talk more, as he said, with other stars from the film Godfather of Green Bay ahead of the screening next week on Thursday. If you show up, you'll be able to meet Pete. You can meet John and Gordy. You can meet myself. You can meet Conrad, a whole bunch of us. And it's going to be a great time. A lot of fun watching this great movie that Pete has put together. I haven't seen it yet myself, and I was going to watch it, and then I found out we had this screening coming up, so I figured I might as well wait and see it on the big screen for the first time. So you can join all of us there. Check it out next week, Thursday, the 4th. For tonight, have a good one. Light up the night. We will see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.